We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adam Edwards. It's Friday, January 23rd, 2026. Today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. In an update for national news, a new Immigration and Customs Enforcement memo authorizes officers to use force to enter a residence based on a narrow warrant, a move that contradicts Fourth Amendment protections, according to the Associated Press. It's unclear how the memo has been applied to direct enforcement operations, but its contents have been used to train new ICE officers who are being deployed for immigration crackdowns. Now turning over to Europe, yesterday evening, European Union leaders gathered for emergency talks about a new course in transatlantic relations after U.S. President Donald Trump's repeated threats to take over Greenland. European Council President Antonio Costa, according to the Associated Press, stated that, quote, "the Trump administration poses a challenge to Europe's security, principles, and prosperity," end quote. Many EU leaders are rethinking their relationship with an unpredictable America, which has long been a powerful member of NATO and a longtime ally. Shifting the focus now to Latin America, across central and southern Chile, wildfires sweep across thousands of acres of forest, becoming one of the most serious wildfire emergencies in years. As of yesterday, 20 people were killed, and more than 50,000 residents have evacuated the area. Firefighters continue to struggle to extinguish the flames, with weather conditions reaching 100 degrees Fahrenheit and strong winds constraining the effort. "We are living in a particularly critical situation that is very far from the usual averages that are normally seen in wildfire seasons," said Miguel Castillo, director of the Forest Fire Engineering Laboratory at the University of Chile. And finally, in Asia Pacific, in response to the Bondi Beach shooting in Sydney, Australia last month, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese welcomed the passing of anti-hate speech and gun laws. The Australian House of Representatives introduced these laws as two separate bills instead of one, as Albanese told reporters, quote, "At Bondi, the terrorists had hate in their hearts, but they had guns in their hands. We said we wanted to deal with that with urgency and with unity, and we acted to deliver both," end quote. As of last Tuesday, the bills passed through the Australian Senate with the Conservative Opposition Liberal Party backing the anti-speech laws and the minor Greens Party supporting gun reform. Moving over now to local news, the CU Reparations Coalition for African Americans launched their referendum last night. Led by Dr. Jeff Trask, the CURC aims to address the historic and ongoing harms caused by systemic racism and discrimination and works towards creating a more equitable society for all. The CURC believes that reparations are a necessary step towards rectifying the injustices of the past and creating a more equitable future. Maya Robinson, a general member of the CURC, worked on the referendum for several months.
I mean, this country was built on the backs of immigrants, enslaved Black people, the genocide of Native Americans, the list goes on and on. So I think reparations can be a part of like opening the doors towards a more just society.
The CURC is asking the City of Urbana, City of Champaign, Champaign County, and the University of Illinois to establish and fund a Champaign County Reparations Commission for African Americans to document the need for reparations and bring recommendations for action. Members and volunteers of the CURC will spend the next month canvassing for signatures to get their referendum on the ballot. For more information on the CURC, visit their Instagram at CU Rep Coalition. Up next, the Champaign Movie Makers will be holding a screening for its 2026 48-hour film competition Sunday at the Savoy 16 IMAX from 3 to 5 p.m. All films have been created by local teams that were given 48 hours to write, film, and edit a movie based on their given prompt. A panel of judges will also be choosing which of the films made best use of its prompt, allowing for exclusive screenings of shorts, quote, "from the vault" as they make their decision. Admission to the screening is free to all, although it is still recommended that you reserve a ticket ahead of time. To reserve your spot to see these never-before-seen films, please visit champagnemoviemakers.com. Moving back over to campus news, the Illini Swing Society will be hosting the Spring Swing 2026 kickoff tomorrow from 7 to 10:30 p.m. This event will be held at the Illini Union Courtyard Cafe in Urbana. From 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., a free drop-in beginner swing class will take place. Then, from 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., there will be a free band social dance. And don't worry, no experience or dance partner is needed to attend this event. Three prizes will be available to win during a raffle held at the kickoff. This event is free to attend, although a $5 to $15 donation is encouraged. For updates about this event, follow Illini Swing Society on Instagram or Facebook at ILLINI Swing Society. Now, lastly, moving over to downtown Champaign, if you're looking to fend off the cold with some tropical festivities, well, tomorrow the Esquire Lounge in Champaign will be hosting Pineapple Fest 2026 from 10 a.m. to midnight. According to a Facebook post, Pineapple Fest 2026 will feature food and drink specials, a local vendor table from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., live music from 7 to 10 p.m., and a free cup upon purchase of a pineapple margarita. This is the Esquire Lounge's fourth year hosting Pineapple Fest. For more information about Pineapple Fest, visit Esquire Lounge, Inc. on Facebook. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Olivia Ray-Balone, Faith Routley, Gavin Westlake, Audrey Sturwold, and Grace Avila. From WPGU News, this has been Adam Edwards.